W Mobile. I hear somebody in there, but it's real, real scratchy. But it was better. And how you doing today?
I'm just getting on the road. Spent $30, got 10 gallons of diesel fuel. So what in the world?
Missed you yesterday.
This car in for its oil change, so I had to take the little amp out, and I went ahead and threw the antenna in the trunk. That way they wouldn't think anything about it.
Been that wreck, did you?
Bunch of them on 85 yesterday.
In the 85, that southbound side was dead stopped.
I didn't have that many people that were late. I know a couple areas had some people that ended up being late, but I was really surprised. And then it was another wreck northbound, I think, on the other side of Greenville. And then we ended up with another wreck on Highway 101, right where most of the associates turn in on Brockman McClime.
Somebody in a hurry, not paying attention, right?
Sure gonna be late from the 85 incident. Just wasn't paying attention the other way around.
Thinking about it, I probably won't be on in the morning. Susan ordered me a new smoker, and it's supposed to come in to work tomorrow, so I won't be able to get it in the car, so I have to take the truck, I guess.
Little mag mount MFJ antenna that I use for mine. I like it. I mean, it's a little video mount on it. But what kind of smoker did you get?
It's like a Pit Boss. It's a propane powered one. I've had an electric one. I've had a charcoal one. I'm gonna try a propane one. My electric one was doing good, and then all of a sudden it just burned up.
Let's see. It's a propane pit boss. I got the pit boss pellet feed.
Those, but I don't need a ton of smoke on it. I just need a little bit of smoke, you know, and mostly something that'll go down, you know, 100 degrees for, you know, making jerky and stuff like that.
Yeah. I try to smoke some here and there. I don't do it as often as I'd like to.
I had made some salmon jerky, and man, it was really good. And then the next time I tried to make it, then the smoker burned up, and it turned it all to powder.
I had a tell you what, I had a guy where he does a lot of the, forgot his name. Anyway, the guy does on YouTube is How to Barbecue Right or something like that. And, man, he does some good recipes, but. One of my employees did his pork belly candies. So basically, it's pork belly that you cut up in little cubes. And you add, you know, I'm sure it's all kinds of brown sugar and all kinds of stuff on it. They were sweet and spicy all at the same time. Man, they were so good.
Eat it, like, you know, stuff like that. I want to make me some pemmican. In the olden days, they would put they would dry meat and that, and then like grind it up into like a powder, whatever, and then you mix in beef tallow, or, you know, like beef melted fat and a little bit of dried blueberries and that, and the stuff lasts for forever. And but it's kind of like a jerky, but you could live on it for months.
I want to say I've heard of it, but I wasn't really aware of what it was. I know something popped up on my YouTube feed a long time ago where they do, like, stuff the old settlers used to use and whatnot. I want to say that's where I'd heard of it, but I didn't know what it was.
Used to use, and that, it lasts for forever. You don't have to refrigerate it or anything. KN4 TFW.
Morning, Patrick. Hurting. KO4HKX, I'm over here.
Seemed like you got ignored the other night.
Yeah.
riding home, and I heard, you know, it was, I don't even remember who was talking. A couple of guys were talking. I heard Patrick jump in there and that, but nobody ever acknowledged.
Where did you get in on these conversations?
Monitor the 610 and the 147 at the same time.
I will, like right now, I'm running APRS, but I'll go back and forth. Sometimes I'll turn it off just to run the mobile, the APRS droid, and then I'll have it on another channel, but that's the only way I can do one or the other.
Patrick.
I need to go to the Tron machine.
Over there.
4HKX mobile.
This morning, Patrick?
No, just up here in the black hole, getting ready to come out of it.
Get down to Greer, right?
Yes, sir.
Told about a groove. I don't even know how to say it. It's AMRROEN. Have y'all heard of that groove before?
That'd be a negative.
It's, I don't know if I want to call it a prepper or a survivalist group or whatnot, and they have, like, they have a JSA call frequency that they use for digital modes, and I was trying to listen to their net last night, but I guess the guy that runs nets in California, and I couldn't hear him on 40 meters to save my life. I couldn't hear nothing. I was just trying to, I was just curious what the group was about. I mean, you can definitely tell it's survival kind of, you know, that type of group. I mean, there's some good stuff on their website, but I just, I don't know. I was curious. Once I was turned on to it, I was curious what they got going on.
Cool. Preppers group, they used to meet over in Taylor's. Pre-COVID, I don't know where they meet now. I can probably get some information on it if you're interested.
I'm myself a full-blown prepper. I mean, I definitely like to be prepared a little bit, but I don't know if I don't know. It's just real weird.
More in my general class.
Indeed, I was reading an article. They were talking about, of course, you know, since they're, I guess, survival side of it, they have an article on encryption of a note. So they were showing how to do what they call a one-time pad, which is supposed to be an encryption method, and it's fairly easy. I thought that was pretty interesting to read.
Being prepared, but sometimes some of them are pretty far out there.
Also,
gas yesterday it jumped like 30 cents.
Mix.
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
I only put $20 in my truck. I got the 20 and only had like 6 gallons in. I'm like, I got to keep going. That's not enough.
I could just put $20 in.
I don't like to be like quarter of a tank. You get stuck on 85 and quarter of a tank, you know, you start getting nervous after a while. I mean, it wasn't but a couple months ago. We were stuck on the interstate for about an hour, and I don't like to be low on fuel whenever that happens. So I always try. If I hit a quarter of a tank, I'll at least stop in the morning and put some fuel in the truck.
Truck, I try not to let it get below half a tank. After last Friday, wait and do inventory and then reorder.
Violated your truck.
It was a mess. It's still not completely put back together, but like I say, I got to tear it all apart here at the end of the year and do inventory anyway, so I put a lot of effort into it.
Story.
Not sure when I get stopped, but I went down to Michelin Tire test track last Friday, and it looked like a tornado went through my truck when they got done.
Inside your truck and pick out what they want, or do you go in the truck and get what they're asking for?
No, they come in, hang out, get what they want, and I unload it, and we move on by the way.
There's at least with you and that, and she could have got on to them.
To get through security, I try not to take anybody with me down there.
It's tough to get in the gate out here where I'm at.
Nope, it's not always true.
Places you work and all that have gates and security around them. It's hard to get in and out, and the country is just like a swinging door.
And guy, he was coming in to fill up the tank down at the fab shop, and she wanted him to take a 15-minute video and a little test, then he could go in the plant unescorted, and he just didn't have time, and I was afraid I wasn't going to get any gas. I had to go ride in the truck with him until he was done.
I watched those videos when I was going down to Michelin. Same principle. The do's and don'ts of Michelin tire.
They disclose your agreements.
Oh, yeah, and then they cover the lenses on your phone and all this other stuff, so, yeah. No cameras, no pictures, that kind of thing.
Tire, it's not like you can't reverse engineer it, right?
To say they are testing a lot of prototypes for other manufacturers, and they do their own test equipment. So I think that's what they're trying to keep secret, because it's not manufacturing tires down there where it's at.
I imagine you can glean a lot from a photo of a tire, but if you were talking about the equipment that made it, I could probably see that.
Stuff that they tested the tires with, they've got cars and trucks and Jeeps and all this other stuff with special rigs they drag behind them, around them, on them. I mean, all kinds of things, but like I say, you just can't take no pictures of it.
Yeah, one of our models that has not been released yet, it was coming down the line, and one of our contractors, and this was fairly recently, one of our contractors that were in the plant, for whatever reason, was getting a photo of it, and they said the security guards chased him down and had to tackle him. I don't know how true that is. I'm sure they chased him down. I don't know if they tackled him or not, and made him delete the photos off of his phone.
But where I'm going, I don't really get into any of that. I'm in the garage or outside the garage, and the closest I get to anything is if I go to the restroom is by the break room in there. So it's not like I'm going somewhere where there's any high thing to see other than they might have some test equipment in there they're repairing. But there have been a couple of neat prototype cars down there that I have got to look upon before anything else.
What they'll do sometimes, when I was at the FITS in Germany, they had a couple of the cars that had not been released. I still don't know if it's been released yet or not. It was a Rolls Royce I was looking at, and that was really neat.
Hey, Jim.
Good morning, Bill. KN4 TFW.
I'm right on the edge of a repeater. I just heard you in here and wanted to say good morning, so I'll get back on the side since I'm so choppy. But y'all have a great day, and I'm going to see if I can't get back on here in the morning. So talk to you soon. 73, gentlemen.
Okay, 04 ATX.
73, Bill, drive care.
KO4CN.
The big Mustang, I can't remember what it's called, that 1,000 horsepower one down there with all the carbon fiber wheels, blah, blah, blah. They were all testing all that. If it ran over something in the road, would it break one of them? So, yeah, I got to see that car before it was released.
That's backing up. Can't back up my truck and talk on the radio.
It was neat to see. If I do want a picture of something that I got a tool wire or anything like that, like that, I just get one of the guys in the shop to take a picture of it and send it to my phone.
Not too secretive for long. Like I said, the model, we hadn't released it yet. I don't think it's public yet. But security was only there. They followed the car for like a day or two. And then after a while, they just disappear. They don't see them anymore. So it's like, eh, I guess somebody takes a photo of it. They'll just deal with it afterwards. 7-3, I've pulled in the parking lot, got my truck backed in, got me a good spot today, so I'm going to start my walk on inside the plant, so y'all be safe on the way to work, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear when you're final.
Have a good day. I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HGX.
73, Andrew, have a good one. I probably won't be on in the morning. KN4KFW.
Another day off?
Taking off Monday, but tomorrow she had ordered me a smoker and it's coming in to work. And I think the box is going to be too big to get in my car, so I'll need to drive my truck.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. But I didn't know, I didn't remember it was today, or tomorrow, I mean.
Says it's tomorrow. That'll be determined, but we'll see.
Mike or any of those in the last 2 weeks?
No, it's been months for me.
I went to Mike on Thursday morning, but he hadn't been on the radio the last 2 weeks.
With Ed, he said the 16th was the last day for the paper route. I guess Miss Carol was doing it. He was riding with her, I guess, in her car. And so he may be on the radio, you know, starting after the 16th.
You want to retire?
My choice for the second time.
Was either, but at his age and with all he's got going on, it's probably a good thing.
Going stir crazy. Yeah, he's always so used to doing everything.
That's what I'm afraid of when I get to retirement, if I ever get there.
Little thing in the mail that says if you retire at this age, this is what you'll get. And if you retire at this age, this is what you'll get. But that's only if you can continue to make X amount of money every year. You know what I mean? And it's like they get you. You make your, you know, real good money when you're in your, you know, 40s and 50s and that, and then when you get to your 60s, you slow down just a little bit and everything, and then they want to pay you Social Security on what you were making when you got old and tired.
Way for the government, anyway, take advantage of everyone that they can. Don't get me wrong, I love our country, but it sure does seem like it's not in our best interest anymore.
Crooks trying to run it, you know, looking out for themselves. That it's just all the stuff that's going on now, you know, it just, they're trying to, you know, just bankrupt the country and that, so another country can take you over, I guess.
It seems like, I mean, you're sitting here looking in and you just can't figure out what their game plan is other than to run the country in the ground.
Going to raise the interest rates right after the first on that, because, you know, they were going to keep them low, but since inflation is the highest it's been in 40 years, you know, they got to start raising the rates. So it's probably a good thing I got locked in when I did.
Luckily, I don't own anything but this tool truck, and it's locked. It's fixed interest, so I don't have to worry about that. To start building on the house after the first of the year too, so that's going to be out the window probably.
Wood prices have been going down here lately.
I hadn't even looked at that, but with the inflation and the cost of everything else, I don't know how much I'll be able to afford to build.
You're going to have to just sit back and wait and see what happens, because it's just too uncertain right now. KN4TFW.
Great kicks, that's for sure. So I don't know what to do, man. Finally got to a position in my life where I was ahead of the eight ball for a little bit, and now this starts in.
how many broke down cars there are on 85, and they just sit there for days.
Yeah, can't believe it, or the way the shape people are letting their cars get into anymore and not taking care of them. And then just, oh, they break down, I'll just get another one.
Wish we had the inspection again, but I don't know that would do any good either.
But it would either, because you got too many people that would just slap a sticker on it and go on. That's pretty much all that was going on anyway, I bet. So, I don't know. Big plans this weekend.
But did I have any? Susan's going to have to work, so it's going to be just me and the pup probably. It's supposed to be raining on Saturday. I didn't see any good radio contests on, but there's always, you know, the POTA stations. Those are fun to get.
It'll be nice this weekend.
Turn cold on Saturday and rainy, and then be nice on Sunday.
But I was going to try to go to the gun show down here this weekend.
I thought about it, and Aunt Susan said we didn't need any more, but I don't know that you can ever have too many.
Some dangers just can't have too many of.
I think all I did was buy some 380 shells.
Get out of the house and walk around looking to see what's out there instead of just sitting there.
Sometimes they're just high. You know what I mean? But I did find a gun last time I went that I was kind of looking for. I looked at the reviews and that, and it was an older gun. They hadn't made it since like the late 90s. It was in 380. It's 380, today's 380 standards go. It's kind of big and that, but it was, it's got the nickel finish on it with the wood grips and that, but it, I watched, what's he got, Hickok 45 and that, he's demoing one and it looks really good and it isn't picky about what it shoots.
Signs out here on 290 about the pipeline.
One more time, I about doubled with you.
I said, have you seen the signs out here on 290 about the pipeline they're wanting to put in?
Things that were saying no pipeline or whatever, but it looked like it was going to be a gas pipeline.
Well, it looks like a PNG, but I didn't know if you had any more information about it.
Figured it was like, you know, be able to get, you know, natural gas over to those people for their houses.
Come in here and do something with this road first.
Definitely true. Man, that road's rough.
Way too small. Don't carry enough traffic anymore.
Moved out there off of 253 just past Sandy Flat. That's the past rock quarry.
Saying they were moving out there last weekend, I believe it was.
Do most of the stuff. They just got to do some final touch-up, clean-up on the house they're in right now, and then they'll be moved.
Yes, this time.
They're wanting to buy something, you know, but dang, the rent was so high you couldn't save up for anything. And that, so hopefully this will help them out. And then if the, you know, interest rate and everything, maybe it'll drive some prices down and that, and they'll be able to get something.
If you can afford to buy anything anymore.
His health isn't, I don't know, his feet swell up worse than Fred Flintstone's. And that, and they ain't figured out what the deal is yet.
Work as a mechanic when you can't stay on your feet. Not a sit down job.
Through the gate finally.
Which is was doing. I knew it was getting close to that time. I'm almost to my next first stop too, so I got about 5 minutes left.
73, and hope you have an awesome day. Stay safe. Drive careful there in Greer. There's a lot of fruitcakes out there. They just flat out can't drive. And that, but I'll try to catch you maybe this evening. And that, like I said, I probably won't be on in the morning. KN4 KFW.
Today, I know I won't be on this time of morning in the morning. And I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. So I hope everything goes smooth for you. 73 KN4 HKX, and I'll be clear.